stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. Once again, you're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And this is where you get to turn your vibe on. Vibe is an acronym. V for vision, I for intention, B for your beliefs, and E for your expectations. And I like to talk about all things, especially within the context of dating and courtship. Now, in this recording, I'm going to share with you 17 reasons not to have sex before marriage. Why you shouldn't actually do that. Now, most people will tell you not to have sex, who will tell you not to have sex until marriage, probably haven't had a lot of sex outside of marriage. And they would probably give you an answer like, it's a sin, or you're breaking a commandment, or something that might not make a lot of sense to you. Well, I'm here today to tell you I have had sex outside of marriage. I'm a single parent. And I'm going to explain to you very practically why you should wait. And it's in your best interest to do so. Why it's actually in your best interest to do so. Because I'm thinking back to if I'm about to share, if I had heard what I'm about to share with you, how my life could have been quite different. Okay? And I'm going to share it with you in as practical a way as I can. In a way that I don't think that you'll actually dispute with me. Now, whether you choose to do it or not, that's entirely up to you. You know, I can't go to the gym for you. I can't do press-ups for you. I can only show you the way and let you make up your own opinion of it, okay? So this recording is for you if you've also never had sex before, if you're a virgin, and you want to know what are the benefits of waiting until marriage, or if you're somebody who has had sex before, but you're kind of like battling and wondering, should you stop? Should you become abstinence? Is abstinence even a good thing? Should you wait? Then you're in the right place, okay? Like I said, I'm not going to tell you because the Bible says so or because God says so. I know that people listening to this show right now are coming from completely different angles, and I respect that. So even though as a Christian, I know that those are very important reasons because God said so. I want to do this recording, or it's my intention for this recording to be shared with the mindset that of giving you actually practical, real life reasons why you shouldn't have sex before you are married. So let's get started, shall we? So without further ado, let's get into that. Now, as I mentioned to you, I'm a single mother, okay? And a lot of people who have had sex outside of wedlock end up having to be a single mother or a single father, raising a child or raising children on their own. And a lot of people don't understand really the seriousness of this and the impact that it actually has on the child. Not just on that child, but also on future generations. And I've seen how this is really like a generational curse. I've seen where families have this cycle of single motherhood, single fatherhood, like over and over again, as if it's the natural order of things, okay? But God placed the order of family for a reason. You know, where you have masculine energy and feminine energy in the home, where, you know, the father sets a standard for girls, for his children, for his girls, I'm going to say especially. I mean, he's pulling that out because I've counseled women and seen the effects of when a father is not around to actually set the standards for a woman, when they go out into the real world and they now choose a partner for themselves. There's no measuring tool for them because it wasn't provided for them. And of course, we know the reason for boys. We've got gangs and warfare and all this sort of stuff going on. And boys don't know how to be men because of absent fathers. Okay, so this is actually a very important reason, in my estimation, why you shouldn't have sex before marriage. You know, you weren't meant to raise a child by yourself. The child needs the mother. The child needs the father. They both need both sides of the equation in order to be raised up. You know, and I believe that God can come in and out of any situation. So, for me, personally, if I could turn back the clock, I mean, I have one child. And if I could turn back the clock, that would be ideally the family setup. That's what I would want to actually enter into. Okay? So you want to make sure that you're not just thinking about yourself when you're making these decisions. Now, that's number one. I want to just touch on number two very briefly. And this is a sensitive topic, and it's with the issue of abortion. Like, if you've made a decision to have sex outside of wedlock, but are you actually thinking about the fact that you could actually bring a child into the world? Are you thinking of the life on the other side of the decision? Because it's real. You know, we've got abortion clinics, and again, I would say 80%, perhaps even higher of that, is because of sex outside of marriage. Okay, so number three. What's number three? Sexually transmitted diseases are rampant. Okay, there are various kinds which you know about. But I mean, like, people are actually dying because of this, okay? I mean, I'm not saying this to give you to put fear tactics out, but medicines have had to be created to deal with this area. This is real life. This is a life and death situation. And a lot of people have sexually transmitted disease, and they're having sex with multiple partners outside of wedlock. And if you're in this cycle, you don't know if the person that you're having sex with has got a dormant sexually transmitted disease, because they can have an STD, which is not full blown, but it's actually living in their system. Okay. So when you're just having blasé sex, let me put it that way, then clearly you can see the risk. Okay. When you get married, I would like to think that these things, you go both to the clinic, you get your check, get yourself checked, which you should be doing anyway. But I believe that if you're going to get married, you would actually take this more seriously. This is one of the things that needs to be addressed. Okay, that's a whole other topic. But in likelihood, outside of marriage, there's probably people that are actually having multiple sex partners, okay? They're jumping from one person to the next very, very readily because they're outside of that commitment, okay? So you don't know what they're carrying. Sometimes you don't even know what you're carrying. So you definitely don't want to risk your health just for a momentary pleasure. So what's the next thing that I want to talk about? I want to talk about knowing your worth. You know, I'm always talking about this subject. You know, you've got to know your worth. Well, the third reason you don't want to have sex outside of a marriage. Actually, in fact, this is the fourth reason, right? Is because you're devaluing yourself. Yeah, you're devaluing your value, your worth. And if you're someone who's had sex, I don't want you to condemn yourself, okay? So I'm just putting that disclaimer out there. I don't want you to beat up on yourself. I don't want you to put yourself down. You know, sin comes in many forms, okay? So there's no sin that's actually greater than the other. So don't want you to listen to me and think that I'm actually putting you down, because I'm not, okay? So don't feel bad about that. You know, I believe that the church is like a hospital, okay? You go there to renew your mind. You go there for restoration, okay? It's like you wouldn't go to a gym and be fully fit and expect to be fully fit, you see. So look, we've all got sin. I don't want you to beat yourself up, especially if you're a Christian. Listen to this and you might take it more to heart. So just know that you can make a change and you can turn around, but you must know your worth. When you give someone your cookies before marriage, before they've even paid that price to be committed and to have you, it's like you're telling them that you don't value what you have. Okay? When you think about, you know, beautiful cars in the showroom like Mercedes or BMW, you know, they're going to give somebody the keys to the car for someone who hasn't paid for it, okay? Without somebody who hasn't locked themselves into a contract to lease the car. So if you want a Mercedes or a Benz, you either put that cash down for that its value, or you're getting into a contract that you pay for it over time. So there needs to be a commitment there. There needs to be that value there. So let's look at reason number five. Sex connects us, and we know that, okay? This is just simple biology. During sex, there's a hormone release called oxytocin, and it makes women connect to men, and it makes men protective over women. In fact, oxytocin is the hormone that is secreted when a woman is actually nursing her child. It's actually the bonding hormone. And if you connect to someone that you're not in love with, don't start complaining when, you know, stuff just starts falling apart in your relationship. Because plus having multiple sex partners can actually increase your risk of divorce. There's loads of studies on it. And it's like having a piece of duct tape and sticking it to something and then pulling it away, and then you stick it to something else, and then you pull it away. And eventually, when you do that enough times, it just won't stick anymore. Yeah, you get where I'm going with that. So what's another big reason why you don't want to have sex before you get married? Okay. Is you want to avoid, and you know, Christians are aware of this terminology, you want to avoid unnecessary soul ties. Now, this is real. I have experienced this, okay? And when God created sex, he created sex in a way that when two people come together, they become one, right? So their souls actually become knit together, and a lot of us are becoming one with people who we don't even have a commitment with, who we don't even like. Now, really and truly, in the spiritual sense, we have a lot of husbands and a lot of wives. Think about that. And we're committing adultery because we're having sex outside of marriage, and our souls are actually being knit together. And then when we break up, it's like we invite in, we're vulnerable to these spirits of depression. You know, like when you feel rejected, you're now susceptible to that. Did I say the word correctly? Susceptible. That's better. I've got a bit of a cold, so my voice sounds a little bit rusty. And, you know, we struggle with these different things and we open up ourselves to all of these different emotions, all these different struggles. Because, why? Because we decided to go and knit ourselves together with someone just for a temporary moment, not knowing what that person has in terms of spirits that's attached to that person that's being transferred to you. Like, this is really serious stuff, guys, you know. I remember a relationship that I had, and I really, at that time, went into it for comfort. And I didn't even really like the person. I just, you know, when you're just ignorant, I went into it for comfort. And when I broke away from that relationship, I really wanted to just break away. I found it so difficult, even though I didn't like the person. Can you believe that? And I tried hard to get rid of it, and it took time. It took spiritual cleansing. Yeah, these soul ties can be very damaging, and it can take a lot to heal from. So that's definitely a reason why you don't want to have sex before marriage. So let's look at reason number 7. Sex is better. No, not better. Sex is best when you've got no one to compare it with in the first place. If we were having sex all our lives and then you get married, it's like you're constantly going to be comparing or struggling. You can't help but do that. You're going to be tempted to compare what your spouse is doing or how large his, let's just say sugar stick is, yeah? How large his sugar stick is and all that sort of stuff, okay? Because you're comparing it to past relationships. When you don't have a reference point, that is the best thing. Okay? You're just going to love making love with that partner. Okay? And there will always be something more to look forward to with that particular person, that partner. Okay? You're going to find that there's more surprises, that there's more ways to grow. And that's a beautiful part of having yourself, you know, connected within a marriage. And it's also been proven that people who have had multiple sex partners have actually got a higher risk of divorce. And it makes sense, because if you're constantly comparing, then that is actually an open door for, you know, the enemy, as it were, speaking from a Christian perspective, for him to get at you. Okay, you can see how you become more vulnerable. Okay, so you don't even want to delve into that area if you can avoid it. So there's definitely ways, if you have already done that, there's definitely ways to learn how to guard your heart and to retrain your mind. And, you know, God can always restore you in that area. But for those of you who are just even thinking of going down that route, and you haven't even been down that route before, I would really urge you to wait until marriage to have sex, because it's going to be the best part of your life. So, and also tying in with that, let me call this number 8. It's like, I would imagine it's like unwrapping the best, I don't even want to say Christmas gift, because I can imagine it's even more than that. You know, remember you've built up the anticipation in this courtship with this person. And you want that when you give yourself to that person, it's like more than a Christmas gift. But when someone's already opened up that gift, it's not quite the same, is it? You know, like, of course you're going to appreciate that, you've given that yourself to the other person and vice versa. If there's, you know, if there is love. But someone's already opened it. Somebody already has had that gift before that man. So it's like the beauty of waiting is to actually get to wait for that special day when you present this gift to your spouse and it's new and it's fresh and they can unwrap it and they can experience it and you guys experience it for the first time together. So it's extra special when you wait. You see? You dig it? Okay, so I have a friend, let's call this number 9, who is practicing abstinence for the last 10 years. And observing her, it's actually produced a real patience within her, because it's like, if I've invested all of this time in my abstinence, then I've also invested in patience. Yeah, I don't need to break my abstinence in a hurry. We all know that patience is a virtue, and patience is actually a life skill that is needed to be successful in life. Actually, science shows that I think it's just over 90% of people don't reach their goals, and the 8% who do are proven to be more patient because they're patient enough and they endure enough to see their goals to the finish line. So it is a proven, it's actually been proven that there's actually a strong correlation between successful people, patience, and endurance. So this is a skill that needs to be developed at some point in your life. And if you want to be successful in all areas, in business, family, and finances, and ministry, you have to learn how to endure, how to be patient. And when you wait to have sex till you're married, that is a perfect opportunity to learn that skill. Now, the 10th reason I want to explore with you is that sex doesn't solve your problems. People have got this mistaken idea that sex will, you know, somehow make you feel better. You know, after you get up from the bed, you know, those issues still remain. You just covered it up with a smoke screen and mirrors. You still have to learn to communicate. You still have to work it out. Sex is not going to fulfill you. It's not going to make you whole. The only one who can make you whole is Jesus, in my opinion, okay? So if you're looking at sex as the answer, I'm telling you, there is only one answer. And sex is really not going to solve your problems. It's not the only answer to solve your loneliness. It's not the only answer to actually solve your depression. It's better to just wait, because sex will only make your problems grow, because you'll be using sex as a distraction or as a way to ignore what's actually really going on inside of you. And when you have to wait, when you have to have sex with a person who you're married to, most likely I would hope that person is in love with you. You know, God created sex for a covenant, to act as a covenant in marriage, which should amplify love. Imagine having sex in a relationship filled with true, passionate, filled love. The sex experience would be so different, or is so different, from actually having sex with someone who is selfish because they just love themselves. And they're just actually pleased with pleasing themselves for the night, versus having sex with someone who's selfless, someone who really, truly loves you, someone who wants to please you. Like, seriously, which one would you rather have? I know which one sounds better. You know, I've spoken to women who have had sex before marriage, and there's a lot of women who have had bad experiences. So sex is not always that great. You know, there can be bad sex. And there can be bad, bad sex, okay? Especially with someone who actually cares nothing about you, giving away the most valuable part of yourself, okay? And they want to treat you like trash after you've had that. Come on now. You know, they treat you like, you know, however you want to please them. Like, that's not what you want, okay? That's not the experience that you want. So sex doesn't solve your problems, you know. And I'd like to say, call this 11, actually, yes, let's just call it reason number 11. Sex doesn't solve your problems, but it also doesn't mask your problems. See, when you're having sex in a relationship, what is the point in really evaluating it to see, what's the point in really evaluating it to see if you're going anywhere? Yeah? See, you might wonder if you're in love or if you could spend the rest of your life with this person, but you're never really forced to analyze it, to evaluate it. So let me give you an example. One of my clients, in their last relationship, they was having sex, okay? And it was great sex, apparently. They'd broken up several times. And they had to really think, well, am I actually really in love with this person? And they thought, well, the best way to actually find out was to actually stop having sex, which they did. And guess what? All the problems that they had just came to the surface. And so they had to end up breaking up properly this time, 3 weeks later. Because sex was actually masking the problem. And compare it with when you're married. When you're married, and if you're really in love, then you're not going to be wasting each other's time, because you're going to take that time, because you are in a covenant, to actually deal with the problems, you see, because you're committed to one another. Can you see the difference? So those are some of the reasons that you shouldn't have sex outside of marriage. And so the last reason that I can actually fit into this video, into this recording at the moment, sorry, is because of time, I might have to actually continue on a second show. Actually, in fact, I will do that. Is that when you have sex before marriage, you're actually losing not just your looks, you're losing your looks, your time, your energy, your money, and a lot of things and activities that people do nowadays are centered around trying to have sex. Whereas if you stopped using your time, which is centered around using sex, to actually focus on a vision, focus on fulfilling your purpose, and then in that space, while you're filling your cup up and filling up who you are, now you're then attracting a partner who's actually worthy of you, then you can have all the sex that you want with that one person. That sounds like the ideal scenario to me, the one that God created. You're now doing it within a covenant. And I know that it's hard because the media makes it hard, okay? So it might sound easy in principle, but it's actually hard to implement. But I just believe that it's so much more satisfying when you can do it that way. Now, if any of this touched you in any way and you want to explore it, I'm offering a free consultation, absolutely free. So you can reach out to me at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. Let's have a talk about it, okay? I have a webinar, How to Attract Your Prince Without Wasting Time and Lipstick, and I could say and sex on frogs. And that is at www.valerieacampbell.com/webinar. But do reach out to me via my apply link, and let's talk, okay? It's free 4 to 5 minute consultation. It won't always be available, and that will definitely help you on putting you in the right vibe to actually go out and have a meaningful relationship. It's been wonderful discussing this subject with you, sharing it with you. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Have a wonderful day. 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 Have a wonderful day.
Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Oshani Radio
and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.